Islam is the religion of all the prophets and messengers of God. What does Islam mean? Linguistically, Islam means submission. It means a specified submission, to submit to Allah, to worship God alone. And this takes place by uttering and saying the two testifications of faith, the two statements of the Islamic faith, which are, I testify that no one is God except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. One becomes a Muslim by believing in those two testifications of faith, by uttering them with the intention of leaving out blasphemy. The two testifications of faith in English are, I bear witness that no one is God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. In Arabic, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. If one cannot say Muhammad with this pronunciation, then he may say, I bear witness that Abu al-Qasim is the messenger of Allah, because Abu al-Qasim is another name for Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The non-Muslim embraces Islam by believing in the two testifications of faith, uttering them with the intention of leaving out blasphemy. And this means that he is believing that no one is deserving the worship except God. God, who is the creator of everything. He is the one who created all of the creations, from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. God, in Arabic, is Allah. We say Allah, which means the one who is attributed with the attribute of Godhood, which is the power to create. The second statement, the second testification of faith, states that Muhammad, who is the son of Abdullah, who was born in Mecca about 1400 years ago, is a messenger of God. He was sent to convey what God revealed to him so that the humans believe in and work with the laws he received and brought. Prophet Muhammad is truthful in all what he conveyed. Those two testifications, they reject the godhood of anyone or anything other than God. They confirm the godhood of God, Allah, only with the acknowledgement of the message of Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. Now let it be clear that God sent prophets. They are the greatest men that ever lived. Prophets received revelation from Allah through Angel Gabriel, and they conveyed it to the people. Muslims believe in all of the prophets and messengers, all of them beginning with Adam, going through Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Ishmael, Jacob, Joseph, who is the son of Jacob, David, Solomon, Moses, and Jesus, and ending with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon all of them. The true scriptures were revelations received by the prophets. Moses and Jesus both received scriptures, holy books. But what are now called the Torah and the Bible have been tampered with man, and they are not the true revelations received by the great messengers, Moses and Jesus. God is not in need of any of his creations, and God does not resemble any of his creations whatsoever. So for one to be a believer and to be safe in the hereafter and be admitted in Al-Jannah with the prophets and the pious ones, he must submit to Islam. If he is accountable, if he is sane, and he is pubescent, then he is obligated to become a Muslim, to embrace the religion of Islam by saying that no one is God except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, with the belief in the heart that I believe no one deserves the worship except God, the one who created all of the creations. And I believe in all of the prophets, and that Muhammad is the messenger of God, who is the last messenger that God sent to humanity. Muslims respect and love Prophet Jesus, respect and love Prophet Moses, Abraham, Noah, all of the prophets that we mentioned. And we believe that Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the last of the prophets of God. We ask God to keep us steadfast on the true path, to guide us to the correct always, and we ask God to make us among the devoted servants that help others, seek to help the needy, and we ask God to admit us to paradise. Ameen, and Allah knows best.